Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Get ready for the thrills of summer music in South Dakota. Today, for Moment in Sound, we welcome Harland Allen and Kim Bachman, otherwise known as Aces and Eights. They kick off the Black Hills Opry Classic Country Theater at the Homestake Opera House in Lead. But first, they join us with a preview. They're live right now from our studios in Rapid City. Kim Bachman, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome, Harland Allen. You're there, too.
Yes, I am.
All right. You know what? I think we're going to start out with a song so that we can hear you play, and then we're going to talk about Black Hills Opry. What would you like to play for us first?
Okay. This is a song my brother and I wrote many years ago, and Kim and I started working together, and we decided to make it into a duet, and it's kind of a honky-tonk man-hating song, I guess. It's called Same Old Fool. Than 29 and single. You were my first love, and I ran out on you. Still in the honky-tonks, drinking with my friends. I don't blame you for what I put me through. Here I am again on the same bar stool, looking in the mirror, same old fool. Fool that walked away from a love so true. The fool that wishes he still had you.
The barmaid's heard your story 100 times and more.
Same bar stool, looking in the mirror, same old fool. The fool that walked away from a love so true. The fool that wishes he still had you. Looking in the mirror, the same old fool. The fool that walked away from a love so true. The fool that wishes he still had you. Here I am again on the same bar stool, looking in the mirror, same old fool. I'm looking in the mirror, the same old fool.
Thank you so much. If you're just tuning in the Moment on South Dakota Public Broadcasting, it's Friday, and on Fridays we bring you Moment in Sound live music from our SDPB studios at the Dahl Art Center in Rapid City today. And you just heard Aces and Eights playing Same Old Fool. Harland Allen and Kim Bachman, thank you so much for that. Harland, tell me about your brother and writing music with him.
Well, it's been many years. He lives down in Metro Denver, and I used to live down there. And back in the 80s, early 90s, we had a duo. He played bass, and then I played guitar, and we both sang. And we did some writing together, and that's one of the songs that him and I wrote. There's, I don't know, another half dozen or so that we wrote together.
Were you making music with him as small children, too? Did you grow up with that in your,
you
in
know,
your family?
I grew up playing guitar, and he grew up playing trumpet. So it wasn't really a good blend, but we both were musical when we were children, yeah.
So let's talk about the Black Hills Opry. Give me an idea of what this encompasses, and it's a summer-long event, right?
Yes, it's all summer long. We're having one show per month up at the Homestake Opera House, and that runs through October. And it's something that Kim and I thought of, called the Black Hills Opry, and we thought it would be good to put on a classic country music show here in the Black Hills, similar to what they do with the Grand Ole Opry, and have guests come in each time we have a show. And so the first show is going to be June 24th, and we have Gumbo Lily of the West is going to be joining us, and the lead singer in that is Peggy Douglas, and they're kind of a country bluegrass band, very good. July 29th, we have the Kirkhams, Jill and Alan, and they're a husband-wife duo, along with Paul Larson, who is an amazing yodeler and cowboy country music singer. Then August 18th, we have Ruthless West. They're a duo out of Spearfish, South Dakota. And as you probably have heard of this next name as well, we're also going to have Jamie Lynn on August 18th with us up there at the Opera House. And September 9th, we have an up-and-coming, I think he's in the top 10 up-and-comings in Nashville, and his name is Shane Owens, and he's going to come out and do a solo performance with us. And then to end the season, we're very excited about this too, October 21st, we have Jalon Crossland joining us. So that's the lineup for this first season. We're thrilled to have all of them and to be a part of it. You know, of course, Aces and Eights will be up there too. Right. We're going to kind of share the stage, go back and forth, and we'll sing a few songs, and then the guests will come up and sing a few, and then we'll probably do a song together as a finale.
We're getting thumbs up and smiles in the studio from everyone here. So
a great
lineup for this summer. Kim, tell me a little bit about this tradition, the sort of classic music style, classic country music style, and then the Grand Ole Opry itself.
Well, Harlan and I, we grew up on classic country music. We practically cut our teeth on it, so it is deep in our roots, and we really see the pendulum starting to swing back from pop country into the real deal that we call it, the real country music, where the lyrics are clear and the CDs are not over-engineered, and you can hear the artist's true sound, and songs that don't have to repeatedly tell you how country they are because you know they're country when you hear them. And so we are very excited to help swing that pendulum back and take people back to days of old.
Let's hear another song. What do you have next for us?
We're going to do, this is a cover song, and we just wanted to do this one because this kind of will give people the idea of what the Black Hills Opry show is going to be like. It's all about the classic country music, and so this is about as classic as it gets in our opinion. Some John and June Cash song here. Ready?
Yep.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson, I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson, look out Jackson Town. I'm gonna snowball Jackson,
see if I care.
When I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow.
Ha!
All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson, you turn loose of my coat, 'cause I'm going to Jackson.
Goodbye, that's all she wrote. Oh, they'll laugh at you in Jackson.
talking about Jackson. Ever since the fire went out, we're going to Jackson. And that's a fact. Yeah, we're going to Jackson. Ain't never coming back. We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson. I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
Aces and A's playing some classic country music for us today live from the SDPB studios at the Dahl Arts Center in Rapid City. Tell me, Harland, why a song such as that one endures for so long? What is at its core?
I don't know. I think it's just because it's just down to earth, and it's you know, like Kim was saying earlier, it's not talking about how country you are. It's just singing a good song and clever lyrics, and then you combine it with the harmonies John and June did, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think the lyrics and the old style, that just three chords and the truth thing, you know.
Harland, how do you and Kim work out those harmonies and sort of the synergy between the two of you? What's that like?
Well, when we first started working together, it was a little, not a struggle, but we really had to sit down and figure out the harmony, who was doing lead, and then where the vocal should be for the other harmony and everything. You know, but we've worked together well to put together our harmonies and the arrangements for our songs. You know, one of us might have an idea and we'll bounce ideas off of each other for the songs, the arrangements, and the harmonies. And, you know, we've been together like a year and a half or more now. And so when we pick up a new song or something, the harmonies and everything just seem to fall in place a lot easier now.
Kim, what's that year and a half been like for you working with Harland? And you've done many other things, worked with many other musicians. What's this relationship like?
Oh, it's been great. It's been an absolute whirlwind. We quickly synced up in harmonies, and after a couple months, and it became a beautiful work together. We had the same passion for that classic country sound, and when you have equal passions matched up, and you begin to work together, get your harmonies put together, and bring new songs to the table, and you both just love them, it makes it a fun journey. So to sum it all up, it's really been fun and rewarding.
Kim, who comes out to the Black Hills Opry? Who's in the audience, and what's their feedback like?
You know, our niche audience is it's surprising. We appeal to the younger crowd because they tend to like some of these classics, like you just heard, the Johnny and June. But I would say our niche audience has really been the 55 and older, the baby boomers, and those are the ones that are hungry for the country of old time that they grew up with, and the songs that take them back to yesteryear. And that pretty much sums up the audience that. When you look out and you see the smiles on their face, you can tell they recognize that song. They're singing along, and they are on a journey back. And that would be the audience that classic country appeals to.
Yeah. How does that feed you as a performer then, when you're, you know, when you're sort of in that moment with the audience?
That's energizing. When you know that you connect with the audience, and you're connecting because. It's heart to heart and a memory that has been stirred because of your music. There are no words to explain that.
I want to hear some of your memories then of how this music first came into your life, and you know, what are the associations that you make with it, Harland?
Oh, well, I can remember riding in the back seat of my parents' car or aunts and uncles' cars. Sliding around on those clear plastic seat covers every corner. It was a lot of fun, especially when you had a sibling or cousins in the back seat, and everyone, you'd squish each other into the door as much as you could. But I remember riding in those cars and singing along with Hank Williams Sr. and Burl Ives and things like that. And then when I was probably 6 years old, and so, you know, my mom would always, I I'd always be listening. She would always be listening to some country music, you know, whether it was Jimmy Rogers or Hank Williams Sr., something like that. And we'd always have a record playing of some classic mm-hmm. country music. And like I said, I think my favorite is sliding around in the back seat of the car with my brother and my cousin singing along to country music, you know.
You know, if you're a certain age, you can't relate to that anymore.
No.
That's true. You're right.
You know, that's one of those things that just kind of goes away with, you know, the requirement of the seatbelt, which is probably positive and for the best.
Yeah.
Kim, some of your early memories with this music, where does it bring you back to?
It takes me back to the days when we go out to the farm to my grandpa and grandma Gamble's, and grandma had a console stereo, and she would stack up albums, Hank Snow, Merle Haggard, George Jones. She would stack up those vinyl records on that record player, and I can just still hear the clicking of the record dropping down and the needle going across and the breaking in of the old songs, and she'd be humming, and you know, we were just little kids and we knew every word too, and we'd sing every word. And grandpa had the magazines that came out that had the lyrics in them, and if we didn't know the words, we'd look up the lyrics and sing along with them. So it takes me back to a great time.
So tell me, one of you, what the show is like. You know, there's guest artists you're playing as well. Getting up, sitting down, what's the evening going to be like for audience members?
There will be a great flow. We will open, Aces and Eights will open the show, and we have been doing an online show all through the winter, and through that online show we have really geared it toward the days of the old hee-haw days where there are lots of jokes and joshing back and forth along with great classic country music. So we will flow humor along with the classic country music. And then, of course, you heard our stellar list of guests that will be coming on the stage and joining in. And I'm sure they will also join in on the humor. And we will have a grand finale and close the show every week or every month.
All right. How's the online show been going?
The online
I didn't know
show's
about
been-
that.
Yeah, it's something new. It's been wonderful, and it's geared toward that niche audience of the retirees. We do it at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Wednesdays, and September through April, actually. And it's been wonderful because we have contacted assisted living facilities, and they log on to the show, and they project it live on a screen to their residents, and we are able to interact with their residents live through it. So it's been a wonderful way for us to touch the seniors.
Is it archived at all?
They do not archive it. It's
all right,
it's live.
So
you gotta, yeah.
All right. So come back when it starts up again, so we can remind people that's happening. I didn't know about that. That's fun.
That would be great.
Yeah, we'd love
Thank
that.
You.
All right. Let's do one more song, please. Aces and Eights. We've got Kim Bachman, Harland Allen. They're at the SDPB Studios in Rapid City, playing live today. What are we going to hear now?
Lori, can I talk about one more thing very quickly?
Absolutely.
We have the first annual Classic Country Music Festival in July, July 21st and July 22nd at the High Country Guest Ranch in Hills City. And we have a stellar lineup that's joining us there. Also, Brent Morris and the Western Acoustics, Gumbo Lily of the West, Ruthless West, Stacy Black, and Bob and Sheila Everhart will be with us. They are in their 41st year of a traditional country music festival that's held in Iowa every year. They started that back in the 70s, and they have created two amazing historical programs for the Smithsonian Institution. So we are so lucky to have them with us on stage July 21st and 22nd, and you can find that on High Country Guest Ranch website. So please join us. Specifically, classic country.
Speaking of classic country,
yes.
This song is—it's a song that Kim wrote, and I guess in a way, it's a poking fun at some of the newer country and how country they think they are. Mm-hmm. It's also the title cut off our new CD. It's called "The Heart of Country Music."
Mm-hmm. Let me introduce myself. How do you do? I'm the heart of country music, and I'm pleased. Let's clear this up today in a little talk.
Country music, real country music. I'm the heart of the country music, and I'm so glad we met.
I'm not a gravel road you drive down to party on. I'm the gravel road you use to haul hay down to the barn. I'm not a bottle of beer you chug to win a bet. I'm a cold beer after long day's work when you break a sweat.
Gravel roads, hauling hay, long day's work, breaking a sweat.
country music, real country music. I'm the heart of the country music, and I'm so glad we met.
I'm not skimpy shorts or a blouse that shows too much. I'm a western shirt with pearl snaps, that's my country touch. I'm a summer dress worn modestly and blowing in the breeze. Humble heart, warm smile, down home modesty.
Western shirts,
summer dresses,
warm smiles and humble hearts. Country music, real country music. I'm the heart of the country music, I'm so glad we met.
I'm grandma waiting by the door when you arrive on the scene. I'm hubby's last food on the stove and everything in between. I'm the end of the day when grandma says be careful as you go. I'm grandpa waving out the wind as you drive away real slow.
This old house, grandma and grandpa, mama and daddy and family. Country music, real country music. I'm the heart of the country music, I'm so glad we met.
I'm glad we had this time to chat, it was nice to get to know you.
I'm the heart of country music, now you know me too.
Moment in Sound today on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Aces and Eights, Harland Allen and Kim Bachman joining us from Rapid City now at the SDPB Studios at the Dahl Arts Center. And let's go over some of the new CD, Heart of Country Music. The upcoming Black Hills Opry date starts June 24th. Do you just get tickets at the door there, or you're buying tickets in advance? How do we get there?
I think you can get on their website, homestakeoperahouse.org, and you can purchase tickets in advance. And I think you can also get them at the door if they're not sold out. So no offense, but I hope you can't get them at the door. But yeah, you can get on their website and purchase tickets in advance.
You know, we just have a couple minutes left, but we've talked about baby boomers. We've talked about some elderly folks loving this music. What about the young artists coming up? What needs to happen next for this music to thrive into the next generations?
Well, you know, I think one of the artists we have, Shane Owens, he's a younger guy that is going to join us in September at the Black Hills Opry. But he does a older style, classic style country. And as Kim said, our niche audience is kind of the over 50 crowd because they grew up with music like we did. But we see a lot of younger people, you know, in their 20s and 30s and so on, that also love classic country and the old honky-tonk rockabilly type music. And so I think it's kind of coming back to that just because there's a lot of younger people that are, in my opinion, turning away from the stuff that is coming out of Nashville now and going back to the roots of country music. And I think that's what needs to happen is more people just need to voice their opinion about what they really want to hear. And I think it's more that classic country style.
Records are popular again. Do you think it's easier than ever for those young listeners or young musicians to seek out some of the digital archives of some of these artists as well?
Absolutely. Yeah, they are able to log on and listen to the songs of old. And while you still want to see country music evolve, it would be great to see the roots be included in that process. And they have the opportunity to do so by logging on and listening.
All right. Any final thoughts on what's coming up this summer and what the summer season sort of means to you as musicians?
We're just thrilled to be part of the Black Hills music scene. I mean, there's so many talented people up in this area, and we're happy to be part of that scene. And that's part of why we started the Black Hills Opry, and we're starting this High Country Guest Ranch Classic Country Music Festival, too, to just help bring the music out to the tourists and the people that come through the Black Hills and those who live here as well. We're just thrilled to be part of it all.
Well, we are thrilled to have you here on Moment in Sound for In the Moment. We appreciate your time. Kim Bachman, Harland Allen together. They are Aces and Eights, classic country music. Check them out online as well. And June 24th at the historic Homestake Opera House in Lee. Thanks for being here.
Thank you
so
much.
Thank you.